This week on Hands On Wellness, we're going above and beyond the typical pedometer. We have a smartwatch to look at this week. Check it out. Hands On Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Keeping passwords on notes or spreadsheets doesn't work anymore. LastPass easily keeps track and creates unique passwords for every site you use. Visit lastpass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Wellness is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy with one click. For 3 extra months free with a 1-year package, go to expressvpn.com/how. Hey there, everyone. I'm Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands On Wellness on Twit TV. Personal wellness and fitness is truly important to me, and on this podcast, I'll share different tips to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. Folks, we have so many tech gadgets and products at our disposal. Allow me to share how all of this wonderful tech can be used to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. I appreciate you joining me today. While you're here, go ahead and subscribe to the show. All of our subscription options can be found on the website, twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how for Hands On Wellness. Or just use your favorite podcatcher and click subscribe. I really appreciate your support of the show and you being a part of the community. So now, let's go ahead and get into this week's discussion. Back on episode 2 of Hands On Wellness, I shared some insight on one of the most basic wearables out there. That's the pedometer. As an example, I mentioned the inexpensive Fitbit as well as using your smartphone. Today, I want to share another wearable that's a step above the typical pedometer, that is. It's a smartwatch from the folks at Let's Fit. But let me tell you about the company first. If you're like me, you're looking around for all the tech that can help you get a better grasp on your personal wellness and health. As you're browsing hundreds of products online, you're met with information overload and sticker shock in a lot of instances. That's when companies like Let's Fit come into play. Let's Fit, quote, didn't want the idea of fitness and good health to be just for professional athletes or fitness elite, but we rather believe that these should be things for everyone coming in at all different forms and all different lifestyles, end quote. So what does this statement mean? It means that quality products for fitness and wellness journey doesn't necessarily have to be constructed from low quality materials or crack under the pressure of a high intense workout, nor do the products have to be ultra expensive. Hence, I give you the ID215G smartwatch. Ooh, yes, that's a mouthful. I know. Quick disclaimer. I wanted to do something different with this product demo, and I thought I'd challenge just how good and intuitive this product would be by allowing a regular person, air quotes, be a part of the testing. So therefore, I recruited my family to try it out as well. In this case, one of my boys, who are affectionately known as #hardheads, accepted this challenge. So let's see how well this ID215G performed. As mentioned previously, this is a step above your typical pedometer. There are smart features that can prove to be useful beyond the typical step count. If you're an avid runner, wear the ID215G to track your distance covered in addition to the steps that you get. This is done because the ID215G... I'm not going to keep saying that long model name. I'm just going to say the Let's Fit smartwatch. The Let's Fit smartwatch is able to track distance covered on your run because it's got GPS built right into it. You can also monitor your heart rate as well as your blood oxygen levels and calories burned, as the Let's Fit smartwatch has sensors to handle all of these functions. So you have steps, location data, heart rate, O2 level, and time all on a 1.1-inch screen. That's a lot to squeeze onto a screen. Fortunately, there's a Tandem mobile app to use with the smartwatch. The app connects via Bluetooth to synchronize all of your fitness data that's being tracked. The app is okay. According to the son of mine, sometimes you'll lose some connectivity to the watch as you're trying to log fitness activities, but eventually it catches up and squares up your data. Some of that funky behavior included heart rate stats would be off just for a minute or so. For example, after doing some sprints, he'd check his heart rate and the device would show that he had a 65 beats per minute heart rate, roughly. Now, my boy is fit, but he's not that fit. Come on. We didn't try this app on iOS because we don't own any iOS devices, but we did test on Android via the Pixel phones that we have. So we're on clean Android at the very least. In addition to the fitness tracking information, the smartwatch also shows you your phone's notifications for text messaging and phone calls and Amazon's SNS technology. It's a free download and it's an okay app, and it's not necessarily awesome because of those little glitches here and there. But fortunately, it does get its act together and give you good data before the end of the day. Fortunately. You can get the Let's Fit ID 215G smartwatch online for $69.99. This price gets you all of the smarts that I previously mentioned, as well as a 15-day playback time and 50 meters waterproof rating. We'll link to this in the show notes if you're interested in purchasing one. Do you have a smartwatch? Have you considered taking a look at a smartwatch if you don't already have one? Apple Watch is probably the most popular one that's out there, but not everyone can get an Apple Watch. It's nice to know that there's alternatives, better yet, solid alternatives that are available to us. Let me know your thoughts by tagging me in the Twit Network over on Twitter. We're at Twit over there, and I am @_Pruitt over there. All right. That's it for this week's episode of Hands On Wellness. Thank you all so much for joining me each and every Friday. I really, really enjoy creating this content for you all and sharing my findings with all of you. So again, help me out by subscribing to the show as well as leaving a review or rating. So be sure to share the show out with others too. If you'd like to share how you're keeping up with your wellness and health during these shelter-in-place times, feel free to shoot an email to how@twit.tv. I'd enjoy hearing from you, and I'll gladly share a virtual high five with you. All right? Thanks again for hanging with me, y'all. Thank you to my man Victor and all of the Twit editors and engineers for making me look and sound good on this podcast, regardless of my personal wellness. Your efforts really do mean a lot, guys. Appreciate you. All right, folks, that's it. Seriously. I'll catch you next time on Hands On Wellness. Y'all take care. This episode of Hands On Wellness is brought to you by ExpressVPN. When you're at home, your online activity can still be traced in incognito mode. That's why when I'm home, I never go online without ExpressVPN. ISPs can't see what sites you visit, and your data is 100% encrypted. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to secure my privacy. Visit my special link at expressvpn.com/how, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/how. Again, that's expressvpn.com/how to learn more.
Hey, folks, I am Micah Sargent, co-host of Tech News Weekly right here on the Twit Network. Yes, Tech News Weekly is a show we do every week, Jason Howell and myself, where we talk to people who are making and are breaking the tech news. That's right. It's journalists, it's inventors, it's app makers, it's everybody who's bringing the tech news in a given week. It's all the stuff you want to know about in bite-sized chunks in a fantastic package. So be sure to subscribe. It's twit.tv/TNW.